The opinions expressed in Wildcard Athletics are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome to Wildcard Athletics, the podcast that breaks down sports that aren't popular in mainstream media here in North America. My name is Monica and I will be your host.
Welcome to this week's episode of Wildcard Athletics, the podcast that breaks down sports that aren't mainstream here in North America. This week, we will be talking about softball. We are joined by the captain of TMU's softball team, Emily Bancroft.
Oh, thank you for having me. And yes.
We'll be talking about softball today. Home run, touchdown, hole in one. I don't know, but Emily does know, and she will be helping us understand that today. So welcome to Wildcard Athletics. So I clearly don't know anything about softball because there's not a lot of hole-in-ones involved, I assume. Mm-hmm. So would you care to just generally tell us kind of how softball works?
Of course. I mean, like, unfortunately, the easiest way to explain it is that it is like baseball, but just, you know, a little modified, a little more fun, as right. I like to think. It's played with a bigger ball. You know, the circumference of it is larger. It's typically yellow, though there are lots of white ones as well. It depends on what league you're in.
Okay.
And I think it's a 12-inch ball, and then you play on like a smaller field. Yeah, it's pretty hefty, actually. Yeah.
You play on a smaller field?
We play on a smaller field. Instead of baseball, the base path is 90 feet, softball is 60.
Okay.
So it's a shorter game, which means it's a faster game as well.
More fun.
Yeah, exactly. The pitchers throw from 45 feet away instead of 60 compared to baseball, and they throw underhand. That's like the biggest difference, is that the pitchers are throwing windmill instead of overhand, and I think it's way, way harder to pitch that way. There's way more there's not more variety, but it's different kind of variety, and I think it's a lot harder to throw that way. It's way more technical, and it's a lot harder to hit.
Why do you play with yellow balls? I'm just curious because you said that.
I honestly don't really know where it comes from, but it's honestly really helpful because I've played with the baseball a few times and it just kind of gets lost up in the sun. I think that the bright neon yellow just like is a lot easier to find.
Okay, I get that. Yeah. You know, last week I was trying to pitch like, I don't know, like an object, like a softball, and I couldn't do it. Like I couldn't do like the backwards wind up. And whenever I see people like pitching softball, like, y'all really have to, like,
wind it up and whip it.
I don't know.
I couldn't do it. I don't pitch. I just catch.
You're a catcher, right?
Yeah, I just got to stand back there and hope for the best.
So the catcher catches the pitches that don't get hit.
Yes.
So you're a catcher.
Yes.
And we have the pitcher.
Yes.
So what other positions do we have?
So all the positions are the same as baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We have first baseman, second baseman, third baseman. There's a shortstop, which plays in between second and third base. And then we have our outfielders. There's left field, there's center field, and there's right field.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 9 people still on the field, all attempting to catch the balls.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then like baseball, if you hit it, you got to run around the bases.
Yeah.
And then the people in the outfield are trying to get the ball back to touch you, right?
Trying to tag you out, throw you out.
Mm-hmm.
Still 3 outs, same as baseball. The general premise remains the same. You're trying to score more runs, so you're trying to get around all 4 bases more times than the other team. And you do that by hitting the ball where the other team isn't, mm-hmm. or by forcing them to make errors, which is like someone overthrowing it or by missing the ball.
Okay,
you can do things. You can do fun things like stealing. And in softball, it's really fun because you play a lot of like small ball and you do lots of bunting, which is where you don't swing through, but you like, you do like the little, you just like tap it in front and then you run. And so you have to be really quick to play. You have to be quick if you're on defense and on offense, which is why I think it's a really exciting game to watch if you're a spectator. And it's really fun to play if you're a player.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds awesome.
This is another difference between softball and baseball, is that baseball is 9 innings and softball is 7. So again, another one of those like quick speed differences. You need to get on the bats early and you need to be like in it the whole time. So another reason why I think softball is again better. It's a quicker game. It's faster and it's exciting. Whereas baseball is longer. You have 2 full extra innings to play offense and play defense. And then there's different types of softball as well, which is so fun. I'm sure lots of people have like heard or seen of slow pitch, which is like old people softball and baseball, and it's like where you like lob it up in, yes. And then it's like really slow, and then it's like dinger after dinger after dinger.
That's the kind of softball I could play.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Maybe not actually. I don't know if I could hit it.
I don't know. It like I've actually never played before. I'm like saving myself until I'm like a little bit older. I'm like trying to still tell myself I'm a competitive athlete at least for like one more year, and then after that I can retire.
That's real. Yeah, that's real.
But it does look fun. Like beer league softball. That's what I'm. It's something to look forward to.
Yeah. So, how long have you been playing softball for?
I've been playing softball since I was 9. Mm-hmm. I started playing on this, like, Tuesday night in 2014. I remember that, actually, specifically, too. I remember it was at North Delta Park.
She remembers.
Yeah, I know. This is a core memory. and, yeah, I've loved it ever since. I played 1 month of rec. For North Delta, and then I got recruited to play on the rep team, and I thought that I was so cool and so good.
You were so cool.
don't tell 9-year-old Emily that. It'll get to her head. and then when I was 10, then it was like official tryouts, and that was when like full travel competitive ball started. I played, and they had like a 3-tiered system, so I played on the A ball team for 3 years. In Delta, and then when I was in grade 8, I moved over and played on a new team. I played for Fraser Valley Fusion, won a national championship with them.
Woo!
Yes! Yeah, that was fun. It was a traumatizing year, but, you know, came away with that big fat medal. Moved teams quickly after that. Took the medal and left.
You know, you got what you needed and you left.
Yeah, yeah. I played 1 year with the Surrey Storm Fast Pitch. Was a really fun year, and then I moved to play for the South Delta Invaders, which is who I still play for. And then when I was in grade 11, I started thinking about college and started thinking about university and where I wanted to go. And I always knew that I wanted to come to Toronto, which is kind of like crazy that I knew at like 14, 15, 16 that I wanted to move across the country. But I knew that I wanted to be in media, and I knew that I wanted to play softball in university. Those were like my two for sures. And Ryerson, which is what it was at the time, had
can't
both.
Say it.
I know. TMU had both. And so I was like, what a perfect fit. So I started communicating with the coach at the time, who I'm kind of blanking on his name right now. But then it slowly became, or then it very quickly became Jason Saker. He took over because the other coach quit. So it's been Jason Saker for the last 5.5 years. He's been here. So has been really great for our program. We've seen a huge development in TMU softball, which has been really cool. And then so I started like sending in videos and stuff. And then I was recruited midway through grade 11, I think. Mm-hmm. And then like officially committed in March of grade 12.
Woo!
Yeah. And then so that was really exciting. That was really fun. My parents were not happy about that because I didn't tell them. They saw it on Instagram that day.
surprisingly, moving across the country.
they just like saw that post, and then I got home that day from work and they were like, so
somebody tell us.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But anyways, you know, it was on Instagram. Can't take it back.
Can't take it back. You never take it back.
Yeah. Here I am now 3 years later. So worked out.
It worked out.
And then moved to Toronto in 2022, played my first season, and I loved it. It was so fun. My second year came around, and I had done really well in my first year, and I was supposed to have been named a captain in my second year, but I had a big fat concussion in my first game. And so my coaches didn't want to put that like additional stress on me. So I pretty much didn't play all my second year.
No.
I got a second concussion a few weeks later. Oh. So it was
that's
rough.
That's not good.
Yeah. Second year, I played like a game and a half. So took that year off, had a lot to think about. Came back though in my third year, was officially named a captain.
Yeah.
And we didn't perform as well as we wanted to, but it was a really good growth year. And then now I'm coming back for my fourth and final year.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so exciting.
Which is kind of crazy, but
no more concussions.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Please be careful. you're going into your last year of university softball. Do you think you're still going to keep playing after you graduate, like in like a less competitive league or still competitive? What do you think?
I'm going back to BC this summer, and I still play in a competitive women's league. And it would be fun to still keep playing in that kind of environment, but like the beer league softball slow pitch lifestyle is kind of calling to me. So
it's calling to you.
Yeah. No, we'll have to see. But I don't know if I necessarily want to give up complete competition. I feel like it's going to be a really hard transition already to leave the school environment and then to also give up like full competitive sports too. I feel like I need at least something to motivate me.
Yeah, I get that.
So I want to continue to find something, and I've never really played on a team in Toronto, so I think it would also be a good opportunity to like make new friends.
It would.
Yeah,
that's how, and I make like all my friends is through my sport teams.
Yeah. It's like a life hack.
Yeah. So, you started playing softball when you're 9.
Yes. My 12th year playing. And I loved it at first because I was good at it. And I will admit that. You know, who doesn't like something
that's
that they're good
so
at?
Real?
I was really bad at soccer, and that was the first sport that I played. But I played it because I had no other choice. But then when my mom put me into a new sport and something that I actually was doing really well at, it was fun. Yeah. And I was having fun, and I was doing really well. Which just made me want to keep going out and keep trying. And then I love my teammates. I love the atmosphere, and I just kept getting better and better. So that just helped a lot. And then that just made me fall in love with it so quickly.
Aww.
And I've just been here ever since.
So 12 years later, you still love it just as much.
Still kicking it. Yeah. And we've had our ups and downs. It's been a love-hate relationship at times.
Yeah.
But I think that comes with being a competitive athlete as you go through a lot of trials and tribulations. But overall, I'm very happy with where it's taken me. I think it's a big reason why I moved to Toronto from BC, and I'm very grateful for that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. And so you started playing softball when you were 9, and you fell in love with it. So why do you think, like, other people and other kids, they when they start playing softball, that they also love it? Like, what is it about softball that makes it so special and so fun?
I think that softball is such a great sport because it is a female-driven sport.
Mm-hmm.
And so for other girls to come out and they see just women at the softball field when, you know, it's their day. Like, when I first started, Tuesdays and Thursdays were softball nights, and it was awesome to just see a full field full of girls playing softball from all ages. I would play my game, and then I would stay afterwards to watch the older girls play. And those are the girls that I looked up to, and it was such a positive community. There's so many like fun cheers that happen on the bench, and that's something that like is very unique to female sports. And I would just like sit there, and I would make sure that I could learn them. We'd go down to the States, and we would play their teams, and they would have new cheers that we hadn't heard before, and we'd bring them back up to our tournaments up in Canada. And it was just such a fun community to be a part of. And it's a very encouraging sport to be a part of because you learn a lot about yourself. It's such a mentally draining sport at times because it's a individual team sport. When you're up a bat, you're by yourself. But then when you're out on defense, you're part of a team. So it teaches you a lot of resilience, especially when you're younger. And I think it's really good for people to learn, and I think it's fun for kids to be a part of because when you hit the ball, you feel so good, and it's such a great feeling. So I think people get really addicted to that feeling. Oh. And I think it's really fun to be a part of that.
And like, especially because you're right, it is only a female sport because the men have baseball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
So softball, well, here in Canada, softball isn't, you know, the most popular sport, you know, that we see in media. So when you go on like TikTok and social media, I'm sure like since you play softball, you have like some curated content. So what do you like, what's going on in the world of softball that you've been seeing?
I think there's been like a lot of interesting movement, especially in the college world, which for the longest time was like the only platform for softball to exist. So that's like really where it's dominant. there was like this really interesting story down in UCLA where there was a basketball player who joined the team because she was super fast and they used her as a pinch runner. And that's not the only story of that happening. There was a girl.
What's a pinch runner?
Oh, a pinch runner. Yes. There is a special position out there for people who just run 60 feet and you can get subbed in. So if you're really good at hitting, but you don't want to run, that's not a problem. You can still get a D1 scholarship. Wow. And there's lots of people who have that. Yeah, there's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of specialized skills that you can have. And there's other people who can only run, and that's all that they do.
That's
but
awesome.
The part about softball that's so unique is that there's a lot of technique involved in base running, and you need to really understand what's going on the field in order to be successful at it. And so if you can, like, train your players to be good pinch runners, then you can really make a huge difference, especially because the game is so quick and so fast and so short. So these schools, UCLA is a recent example of it, but also Oregon had a player a few years ago who recruited girls from the soccer team to come play for them. So they were playing two D1 sports at the same time, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
And they were just coming in just to run every once in a while because they needed some kind of spark on their team. And so these girls were coming in and they helped them make the playoffs. And it's just like these cool stories like that are really interesting to see how a less funded not necessarily less funded, but a less revenue making sport like softball utilizes its resources at the school to help it thrive.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. And then we were looking through some other stories that there are other bigger schools down in the South, which is where softball is like really, really big, that are starting to invest even more money into their softball infrastructures because they know that it will just continue to grow.
Yes.
And it's nice to see that they're like bringing in more money and they're actually starting to invest in it because that's only going to make their programs better.
Yes.
And now that there is a professional league, they're like, oh, we should start putting more money into this.
Yes.
So those have been like really cool things to see. And then that it's coming back to the 2028 Olympics.
Oh!
Which is amazing because they took it out of the 2024 and it was so sad.
Why?
I know. Paris apparently didn't care for softball. Wow. And it was like, what? But it's coming back
for
LA.
It's coming back.
Yes, which is amazing, especially because there's such a big viewership in the U.S.
Yes.
So that's going to be super exciting. And it gives so much purpose to all these softball players who have spent their whole lives dedicating to this sport. And now they actually have something to work towards.
Yes.
So that'll be really fun to see.
Yeah. And I think in general, like, the U.S. college sports are just so entertaining.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, college softball season's happening soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would be so fun to watch.
It's awesome. The ESPN just, like, released a report that the last championship game that they had, Texas versus Oklahoma, which are, like, the two biggest softball programs, it just had, like, their most viewed game. I think it was, like, 780,000 people were watching.
That's a lot.
Which is, like, it's getting up there,
yeah.
You know? Like, it's not in the millions yet, but
we're getting there.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah, I encourage all of you to watch a D1 softball game because you will be entertained. Like, I watch some other D1 sports that are, like, miscellaneous, like gymnastics, and I'm always entertained.
Yeah.
Like, they do such a good job with their production and stuff, as they should be, and they're putting more money into softball now.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that is one thing that they would... Like, if they could improve one thing, it would definitely be their broadcast. Like, I feel like more people would watch if their broadcast didn't suck as much. Because I have tried to watch some of them, and, like, sometimes it is a little tough because it's just one dude with a camera going around. But such is the way of revenue.
Hopefully with the kick, with the new league and the Olympics, they'll start putting some money into it.
Yeah.
They will.
Send the BCLs out there.
Yeah. Send us out there.
Yeah.
So I am going to watch softball season.
Yes.
NCAA softball season. Where can I watch that?
You can watch it. It's a little bit harder to watch it in Canada due to VPN restrictions and all that. But if you can get around that.
I can get around it. Trust me.
Yeah. You can watch it on Flow. It's a really great platform to watch not just softball, but like other sports as well. ESPN Plus streams everything. Again, if you like have a VPN, you can get that. Or if you're just chill with watching it a day later, you can watch it on YouTube.
There we go.
I do.
There we go.
Yeah. And, like, following team social media is always really great. They usually live stream a lot of their games. Instagram is taking over everything. So
it is.
Yeah, you can usually watch all their games through there. So
what's your favorite college team to watch?
Oh, I've been a Washington Huskies fan since, like, I first started. I like the Ducks, and I like watching Oklahoma. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a watch.
There we go.
I'm going to take a watch.
Yes, we have a new softball fan here today.
Yay! Yay! And here in Toronto, is there any way that some fans can come out and watch or support in the summer?
There?
Some local teams, some, I don't know, some broadcasts, some tournaments.
I think there should be a lot of, like, there's for sure a lot of Slow Pitch Leagues. Like, a lot. I'm pretty sure every neighborhood probably in all of Toronto has a Slow Pitch League.
That's awesome.
There is a, if you are a woman, a trans or non-binary, there is a Toronto league for softball that one of my assistant coaches is a part of, which is really great. That's like a pretty new league, and they are like a really competitive league too. Lots of former college ball players are in that. So some really good softball and very empowering community there. And then, where else is there?
Can we talk about Jam Sports? They're like all levels. Like, even if you suck, like, they have, like,
even if you suck, rugby core.
And then they also have, like, a tournament during the summer. But, and they're, like, Toronto-specific.
Okay, sounds good. And then there's also Jam Sports, which is perfect for everyone. Everyone can join Jam Sports.
I can join?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You can finally play that game that you've been waiting. So just go to Jam Sports' website. You can sign up and look for wherever their next game is, and then play. And they have summer tournaments, and summer registration is open right now, which is so exciting. But softball and baseball in general are usually very accessible sports. Usually, if you look up Toronto softball, you'll find lots of programs, which
That's
is awesome.
Awesome. So if I play a Jam Toronto game, will you come watch?
Of course. I'll bring a big sign too.
Aww. I think I'll do good.
I think so. You're really fast.
Okay.
I've seen you run.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. We really appreciate you coming in to the podcast today. Our captain of TMU softball. Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much, Wildcard Athletics, for having me.
Of course. Good luck with all of your softball adventures in the future. Next season, last season, senior season.
Yes.
What else do I got to say?
That's it. Just, like, end it.
Okay.
Being like, oh, thank you for
staying
tuned for next week.
Okay. Yes, I was turning out of all of that. Which camera? The big one. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Wildcard Athletics. I hope you now know more about softball, and we'll tune into some professional league softball, some college softball, some TMU softball.
Yes.
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 Some fans out there.
Come to Hendon Park.
There you go. Thank you, Emily, for being on the show, and we will see you next week on Wildcard Athletics. Thank you.